Pediatric doctors across the nation are dealing with a crisis. The rapid increase in children diagnosed with type 1 and type 2 diabetes. The state of Mississippi is especially feeling it. And now doctors there are growing increasingly concerned that COVID-19 may be linked to the increase in pediatric diabetes. Joining us now for more on what she's seeing is Dr. Jessica Lilly, a pediatric endocrinologist at the Mississippi Center for Advanced Medicine. Dr. Lilly, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Those who track cases of both type 1 and type 2 diabetes have noticed anywhere from a 30 to 40% increase in cases compared to 2019. And not only that, there's also been this increase in hospitalizations. What are you seeing in Mississippi?
In a typical year, I will diagnose a child with type 1 diabetes every week or two. So in a typical month, we'll see, you know, maybe two or three new diagnoses. I noticed early in the pandemic that I was seeing more and more new children coming in with both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. But with the onset of the Delta surge, I diagnosed 6 cases in 2 weeks. And it was really jarring to me to realize that we had this life-changing, life-altering diagnosis that affected these families.
And with this increase, you've expressed your concerns about a possible link between the pandemic and the increase in pediatric diabetes. It's too soon for comprehensive studies on this, but what connections are you seeing?
So we will typically see, after any viral trigger, an increase in autoimmunity. And autoimmunity is the underlying problem with type 1 or commonly called juvenile diabetes. We're theorizing that maybe we're seeing a compression effect, that maybe we're seeing children who would be diagnosed over the next 5 years, possibly, who are just being triggered early because of this insult from COVID. And so we don't know if it's the inflammation from the virus. We don't know if there's direct toxicity to the pancreatic beta cells that make insulin. We don't know if the other stressors are triggering autoimmunity in children. You know, there's a lot of research and I think a lot more to do, especially around this area.
Can you break down for us some of the theories as to why you might be seeing these connections? I mean, I'm reading that doctors theorize severe emotional stress may trigger diabetes, especially for some children who might be genetically predisposed.
Right. We've anecdotally seen this with children who have major, you know, disruptions in their lives over the years. And Dr. Francis Collins had a really wonderful director's blog from the NIH where he outlined a lot of these in detail. And I'd encourage anyone who's interested in learning more to seek that out. But you know, we're worried about, you know, direct toxicity to the cells in the pancreas that make insulin. We're worried about just triggering autoimmunity in genetically susceptible people. We know that viruses can be triggers for autoimmune disease. And we're seeing this in other spaces as well. I feel like I'm diagnosing more celiac disease and more thyroid disease than usual as well. And so those two are the leading theories for type 1 diabetes. And then you have a whole different pathophysiology with type 2 diabetes where you end up with insulin resistance. And we're seeing more and more of that that's coming out with stress, with weight gain, with decreases in activity, and just the complete turning upside down of the worlds of children who are living through this pandemic.
Diabetes can be a difficult disease to manage and to live with. I mean, it causes all types of health complications. You've laid some of them out here. What do you want people to know about it and preventing it if possible?
With type 1 diabetes, the most important thing is to recognize the symptoms early. Unfortunately, there's no prevention currently. There are some clinical trials looking at some interventions for at-risk children. But right now, there's nothing to prevent it other than to prevent viral triggers. And so you know, just preventing children from getting COVID. So the mitigation measures that we know work, you know, masking indoors, testing, and getting vaccines for eligible children. It's going to be very important, not only for all the other complications that we see with COVID, but with type 1 diabetes specifically in mind. For type 2 diabetes, just really making sure that our children are active, that we're making good food choices. I know that the pandemic has really exacerbated a lot of stressors, especially in children with low incomes and children who have a lot of other stressors at home. You know, we know that adverse childhood experiences increase the risk of type 2 diabetes in particular. And so doing everything we can to protect our children from feeling all the stresses of the pandemic. And that's going to, you know, take a societal commitment to making sure that we don't leave these children behind.
Dr. Jessica Lilly is a pediatric endocrinologist at the Mississippi Center for Advanced Medicine. Dr. Lilly, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.